Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today as we are continuing on in a message I've entitled Perfect in Heart. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the fact that God always has conditions on His promises. Remember, in the Old Covenant, the Lord said, if you would obey my voice, if you will have me as your God and not turn aside to idols and false gods, if you will obey me, I'll put none of these diseases upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. And so God always has conditions on all of His promises. If we do thus and so, He will bless us. And that's true throughout the Word of God. There are conditions. And if we have faith, He will answer our prayers. That's one of the conditions also. If we come to God, we must believe that He is. We may not even be certain of it. Remember that first prayer. I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. But I was willing to come to Him to the measure of faith that I had. I said, make yourself real to me. And that is a request God loves to do. He's got so much to give you, beloved. None of us have even skimmed the surface of all the wonderful things, the revelation, the understanding, the wisdom that God wants to impart to us. But we have to ask, and we must fully understand that God is a good God. Just if you have children, you love your children, you want to give them wonderful things. Well, we know by the Word of God that every good and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. He doesn't change. His nature, His character is the same. He's the same God of the Old Testament as in the New Testament. Praise God. And so we have to take an active part in this process of sanctification we've been talking about. We must will to do the will of God. And we can ask God to help us to be willing. When you forgive someone and you're really hurt and you don't want to really forgive them, you can say, God, ask me to be willing. I will to forgive them. I do forgive them. And God will, He'll take away those hurt feelings, those feelings of betrayal, those feelings of abandonment, those feelings of sorrow and grief that they did what they did to you. And He'll replace that with love and compassion and understanding, because obviously they did not know what they were doing, that person who hurt you so much. And so we just can't sit back mentally and expect God to do in our lives what He expects us to do. Okay, now let me give you some examples. We have to have desires that God has placed in our hearts. We have to realize and say, okay, God, sometimes it just comes as a gentle thought. For example, every Christian needs to pray every day. We're to pray without ceasing. However, you just feel that God is calling you into a deeper place in prayer, that you really want to be an intercessor. You want to be a prayer warrior. Well, obviously, if God's given you that desire, then you have to make time in your schedule for prayer. You must give some time to prayer. You must devote some part of your day, and God knows what your schedule is, to be knowledgeable in the Word of God. And you need to spend time in the Word. God is just not magically going to implant scriptures if you're not going to open the book. One of the most effective ways to pray is to pray scripture. All right, that's a spiritual example. What about physical? oh God, I need to lose 10 pounds, I need to lose 50 pounds, whatever it is, obviously you can pray, and that's very important, but you have to realize when you pray that, He is going to give you the strength and the help you need. And so you have to do what you can to reduce your intake quantitatively, change it spiritually, eat healthier foods, stay away from junk food. That's an example. And also fasting. You know, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's also in the Sermon on the Mount. Yeah, you know, just as giving of alms in prayer, you know, do that in secret. And fasting, yeah, he said, you know, because when those came to him, and when Jesus was alive, he said, how come your disciples don't fast? The disciples of John do. And he said, when the bridegroom is taken away, referencing him, his own person, then they will fast. And so that's something that must be part of our lives. And before you react, I realize sometimes there are conditions physically that you may not be able to do fasting in the scriptural ways, in terms of at the absolute fast that Esther was on, no more than 3 days, the water fast that Jesus was on and others, the juice fast or the vegetable fast, if you will, that Daniel was on. But you can fast television, you could fast caffeine, coffee, tea, you can fast desserts, sweets, and it's the heart. You're willing to sacrifice for a particular purpose, and that's between you and God. But God expects that discipline, that self-denial, to be a part of our lives. Why? Because it shows the fervency, the intensity of our prayers. Many of the great saints recorded in the Bible, they teamed up their prayer with fasting. Is that not true? Look at, you know, Nehemiah, my goodness, so many of them. Esther, as an example, she sought God with prayer and fasting. And what about financially? I'm giving you practical examples. Okay, you need God's blessings financially. Well, say you want a savings account. Well, you could say, I can hardly make ends meet. Well, you could start by putting away $5 a month. It's small, might seem to be an insignificant beginning, but you know, you have to be willing to set something aside, open up a savings account. And also another aspect of finances, and I'm not going off into that, that's another teaching, but in order to be blessed financially, we have to give. It's just as simple as that. Yeah, I'm talking New Testament now. Now, you might say, well, Sister Glass, don't you know that God doesn't say anything about tithing in the New Testament? Well, yeah, I realize that. Jesus said in Luke, the 6th chapter, these are the words of Jesus, verse 36, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. That is extreme. Shall men give into your bosom? For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So there's our divine principles. That principle of tithing was just an example to Israel that, yes, would they obey him by giving a tenth, a tithe of what they had. And so, beloved, again, these are divine principles that are in operation. And so I've given you some practical examples to show that we can expect God to do a work in our lives if we won't cooperate with him. But praise God, beloved, if you say yes, there is no limit to the things that we can achieve with the help of the Holy Spirit. I mean, come on, have we actually walked in the fullness of that promise, all things are possible to him that believeth? Maybe you have, but please, in that case, write me and show me the steps that God showed you, right? Because we're all in a process of learning and growing. Have we come to the realization that wonderful Apostle Paul came to? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. All things. There's no limit, there's no parameters to that. He was saying a divine spiritual truth that no matter what we face, even if it was laying down our very lives, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. So, in summary, beloved, we must pray, believing that we receive the answer to our prayers. Secondly, we must hear, study the Word of God, and meditate upon it. And thirdly, it has to bear fruit in our lives, and we see that occurring by acting, right? We must be doers as well as hearers of the Word of God. We must seek to pattern our lives after Jesus, our supreme example of He who was perfect in thought, word, and deed, and follow the commandments that He gives us, including this one, be therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And we must seek to manifest in our lives not only knowledge of the Word of God, but His divine love. And the other the elements of perfection I've shared with you in previous broadcasts, benevolence, good works, control of our tongue. Remember, James said, if we can control our tongue, the same as a perfect man. Wow. I don't know about you. I haven't quite achieved that yet, but I'm working on it. So let us pray for one another and work together. And what's another one? Obedience. And of course, humility before God and man. We must take an active participation in the process of sanctification with wholeheartedness, with earnestness of resolve, with patience, with faithfulness, and also, beloved, with joy. Oh, God loves us to be happy. He loves for us to be joyful because it is perhaps the most perfect expression of faith. You know, in Luke chapter 8:14, Jesus is talking about the parable of the sower. The seed which fell among thorns are they which have heard, and they go forth and are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And what does he say? Bring no fruit to perfection. But they, may that include all of us, Lord, on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. Yeah, do it and bring forth fruit with patience. Well, having shared this, I'm going to stop right now because my time is drawing to a conclusion. And again, we'll just continue next week on perhaps the single most important point of our entire study and teaching on the subject of perfection. I hope you can be with us. And remember, the broadcast, if you go to our website, Unveil Christ, you can listen there anytime at your convenience. But I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I'd love to hear you and hear from you. And also know that it's an encouragement to my heart. Beloved, I pray for you every day. UCM Partners, I'm so thankful for your faithfulness in giving that allows us to remain on the station and carry forth the outreaches of UCM. And also my radio family, I pray for you every day. I love you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.